Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Okay, now for any of our listeners who are currently stuck in traffic, specifically Dublin traffic, it won't be a surprise to learn that Dublin is now the 11th most congested city in the world. And while sitting in traffic takes a toll on our patience, there is also a serious economic impact. Professor Brian Caulfield from the Centre for Transport Research at Trinity College Dublin joins me now. Brian, you're very welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Brian, tell us a little bit about this report. I mean, it's a league table nobody wants to be at the top of. Is the data reliable and robust?
It is. So Indrix is the company that compile a report. They do it every year. They collect data on how we move right across the planet. There's hundreds of cities in it. And what they do is they use sensor and traffic data to come up with this scorecard. And as you said, we're, I think, 11th this year. And the congestion, the average Dubliner is spending 95 hours a year in congestion, which is up on what it was last year. So it's not getting any better.
No, and as I say, that won't come as any surprise to our listeners, I'm sure. Why? Why is it getting so progressively worse?
There are a couple of issues. One, I think, because a lot of people are now going back to work, so the working from home kind of thing that happened during the pandemic has started to dissipate. So that's one of the factors. The other factor is our population is increasing. And I suppose the biggest factor is that we're not investing properly or significantly in public transport to give people an alternative so that they can leave the car at home, and this congestion and those 95 hours a year that they're spending in congestion could decrease.
Are we really seeing kind of the long tail of the crash here and what happened in terms of investment in infrastructure and the immediate aftermath of that?
Yeah, exactly. During the recession, we stopped building. You know, Metro North had planning permission. There was Dart Underground and all of these big projects, they were all cancelled because of the recession. Some of them are back on the table now, but Metrolink, Dart Underground isn't on the table. So that's what we're seeing now. We're seeing this congestion that's happening because we didn't invest what we should have done in terms of public transport. And the worrying thing is we're not investing fast enough at the moment either in public transport to alleviate the problems that we have in our roads.
The statistics are kind of sobering when you see them in black and white. It's quite clear how we end up in the situation we're in. When you see that 71% of all trips in Ireland are undertaken by car.
Yeah, and again, that goes back to the lack of an alternative. And that 71% is the highest it's been in over a decade. And this is data that the National Transport Authority that they compiled. So we are very car reliant, and as the report says, it's causing this congestion. It's causing the economic impacts of it as well are quite staggering. So say, for example, in Dublin alone, by 2040, if we don't improve our congestion, it would cost about 1.5 billion euro a year to the economy for this congestion.
Yeah, where's the breakdown of that? And just explain to us, Brian, why it translates into such a huge amount of money. Is it just people being delayed getting to work, or where does the 1.5 billion come from?
It's precisely that. It's those 95 hours a year that people are spending in congestion. So if traffic was free-flowing, people wouldn't be spending extra time in congestion. So when the congestion happens and people are delayed, so it's basically summing that up for everybody in the Greater Dublin area and multiplying it by a value of time, and then you get this 1.5 billion.
I know there'll be people listening to us sitting in traffic in Galway as well right now. That also features in this list, doesn't it?
It is, yep. It's on that list too, and it's not a surprise that Galway's on the list either. Again, that city has had a very poor investment in terms of public transport. The main alternative for the city, I think, that looks like it might be going ahead is the bypass, and that will alleviate some of the traffic conditions in Galway. But there's this concept in traffic modelling called induced demand. So even if you do build a new road, it will decrease congestion for a while, but then the congestion will come back. More people will use the road, and then you end up being back at square one, similar to what we see in Dublin with the M50.
Yeah, and just in case people like to know exactly where they sit on the list, 71st most congested city in the world. In the world, like, it really is extraordinary. They're saying with motorists losing an average of 62 hours this year from from sitting in traffic. It's quite the sobering statistic. In terms of climate targets, then, global climate targets, we're also going in the wrong direction there, Brian, aren't we?
We are when it comes to transport. In other areas, in terms of heating, in terms of energy, there are reductions happening there, and in agriculture as well. But in transport, no, we're not going anywhere near quick enough in terms of reducing our emissions. I would argue that it was always going to be a huge ask to reduce our emissions by 50% by the end of the decade. But then when you look at the National Development Plan that was launched there last month, the ratio that we used to have of 2-to-1 spend in terms of public transport is now gone, and it's 1-to-1. So we're now starting to invest in lots of roads, and a number of really key public transport projects have been kicked down the road again. So things like Dart Southwest, the Finglas Lewis line, this 4-kilometre extension, that has also been delayed.
Okay, so again, and we've talked about this before, Brian, but just to be more positive about it, what could we be doing in the short rather than the long term to alleviate the situation for people out there?
In the short run, in terms of changing public transport, the only thing that we can really do is invest in more buses. And that's one thing that we could do. We could put in more park and rides around our cities, around Galway, around Cork, around Dublin, and give people this alternative that they could use the buses, that would then use the bus lines to get into the city centre. And that could alleviate the congestion. We do see that park and ride is very successful, especially on the Lewis. The Lewis park and ride is nearly always full. So when the alternatives are there, people will use them. So that's what I would say in our cities that we could be doing, is having this bus-based park and ride.
Transit-orientated development, it's a great phrase. Are we doing it?
We talk the talk. Whether or not we're delivering it or not, it's debatable. There's one very good example of Adamstown. They got planning permission for 900 housing units down in Adamstown. And the day after, government then decided to delay Dart Southwest out to 2030. So basically, transit-oriented development is when you put your housing with really good, high-quality public transport. Again, we're talking about it, but there's a lack of delivery on it. And I think there are places along the Metrolink line that they will have this transit-oriented development.
Yeah, and I should say there is a statement in from the Department of Transport on this. It says it's keenly aware of the congestion challenges in Dublin. It notes that the time lost to congestion has significant economic costs, exactly the point you were raising there, Brian. But a spokeswoman said the personal costs are just as concerning. She said that encouraging a shift from private cars to public transport remains a core priority, adding that the government is investing in a significant number of transformative projects over the next 5 years. Do you think we'll be having this conversation again in 5 years' time, Brian?
I think so, yeah. I don't see any of the solutions that are there happening quickly. Like things like Metro, things like Dart, things like Lewis, they're going to take at least a decade to happen. There isn't anything in the pipeline that I can see, at least in the short run, that's going to alleviate the problems.
Okay. Thank you. That's Professor Brian Caulfield there. Many thanks for joining us with that.